For me, New Zealand, I think, could be defined with hangi, which is the traditional way of cooking for the Maori. But it's on sort of the tourist trails, you know, that a lot of people now use this tradition to cook a variety of things. But the real tradition was for meat and sometimes fish as well. A hole was dug in the ground, quite a big hole, and rocks or stones were heated over a fire until they were really, really hot. Then they were put into the base of the pit. The piece of meat or the fish would then be wrapped in leaves, whatever the leaves were in the area. Sometimes it's palm fronds, sometimes it's just other large leaves laid on top of the stones, then more leaves or branches laid on top, then the earth piled on top of that. And then the whole thing is left to sort of slow cook. And this would be done for feasting, for little family occasions, and it would always be done with a fairly large piece of meat. But nowadays, when you go to New Zealand and, you know, as a tourist, you might come across even a pudding done this way. I mean, it sort of moved on and has become something to just try out, whatever it is.
I've been to New Zealand, and exactly as you say, you see the tourist trail. They want to tell you about hangi. But for the Maori who were using hangi as a way of cooking and celebrating, what were they doing on an everyday basis? What was their everyday food?
On an everyday basis, they were very similar in a way to the Aborigines in Australia, perhaps not quite so much of the kind of small reptiles, but they were pretty much foraging for berries and all the vegetation that they found when they arrived in New Zealand, because they did come from other Polynesian islands originally.
The story is that the Maori arrived by waka and they came to New Zealand, and this was them arriving, and the waka are very sacred things for the Maori.
That's right. And they brought with them sweet potatoes, which they survived off for a very long time. But when the first white settlers came there, I think they found that they were quite thin, a lot of the Maori, because they didn't have a hugely varied diet. A lot of sort of tuber roots and various greens that they found, which even Captain Cook discovered when he was there and anchored off New Zealand at one point. He sent his men to go and gather some of the leafy green things. One of these leafy green things called kokihi is sometimes misnamed as New Zealand spinach, just because it has a kind of similar flavour and can be used in similar ways. But it is a species all on its own.
You'll now hear the recording for the second time.
For me, New Zealand, I think, could be defined with hangi, which is the traditional way of cooking for the Maori. But it's on sort of the tourist trails, you know, that a lot of people now use this tradition to cook a variety of things. But the real tradition was for meat and sometimes fish as well. A hole was dug in the ground, quite a big hole, and rocks or stones were heated over a fire until they were really, really hot. Then they were put into the base of the pit. The piece of meat or the fish would then be wrapped in leaves, whatever the leaves were in the area. Sometimes it's palm fronds, sometimes it's just other large leaves laid on top of the stones, then more leaves or branches laid on top, then the earth piled on top of that. And then the whole thing is left to sort of slow cook. And this would be done for feasting, for little family occasions, and it would always be done with a fairly large piece of meat. But nowadays, when you go to New Zealand and, you know, as a tourist, you might come across even a pudding done this way. I mean, it sort of moved on and has become something to just try out, whatever it is.
I've been to New Zealand, and exactly as you say, you see the tourist trail. They want to tell you about hangi. But for the Maori who were using hangi as a way of cooking and celebrating, what were they doing on an everyday basis? What was their everyday food?
On an everyday basis, they were very similar in a way to the Aborigines in Australia, perhaps not quite so much of the kind of small reptiles, but they were pretty much foraging for berries and all the vegetation that they found when they arrived in New Zealand, because they did come from other Polynesian islands originally.
The story is that the Maori arrived by waka and they came to New Zealand, and this was them arriving, and the waka are very sacred things for the Maori.
That's right. And they brought with them sweet potatoes, which they survived off for a very long time. But when the first white settlers came there, I think they found that they were quite thin, a lot of the Maori, because they didn't have a hugely varied diet. A lot of sort of tuber roots and various greens that they found, which even Captain Cook discovered when he was there and anchored off New Zealand at one point. He sent his men to go and gather some of the leafy green things. One of these leafy green things called kokihi is sometimes misnamed as New Zealand spinach, just because it has a kind of similar flavour and can be used in similar ways. But it is a species all on its own.